began this year back at the OU Center. Let's see if we can conclude it. It's about grandparents and grandchildren, both halachically and ashkafically. Let's just summarize some of the points that we made last time in the previous year, focused on the issue of whether or not the grandchildren are obligated in kibud. Is there a mitzvah of kibud vis-a-vis their grandparents? And we mentioned that Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah, which is in Bereishis Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi writes, Chayav Adam Bechvod Aviv Yoser Mechvod Zkeno, paraphrasing as it were, Rabbi Yochanan in the Medrash Rabbah, on this Pasuk, Vayizbach Zvachim Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. And the Medrash had mentioned a few different commentaries. There was the comment of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chizarti al kol bale agoda shebedorom sheomerli pasuk zeh v'lo omerli ad sheamadati im Yehuda ben Pidoya ben Achosu shel ben Akapor v'yomerli harav atalmid shayim ahalchim baderech b'tchila sholem b'shlom atalmid v'yakach sholem b'shlom harav. And if you take a look in the Imre Yosher, he writes, Lamal Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, Kabbal Elimeimar Avram. And his answer was, Mai Dinok et Yitzchak Ki Sholim B'Shloma Talmud Chila. B'chein Yitzchak Ki Talmud Li Avram. It's not clear to me why you would first ask how the Talmud is doing and then ask how the Rebbe is doing. Again, I'm reading the language here, the Imre Yosher. He says, Miderech Musa lo shal b'shlom Avraham, al derech zi'ir lo yoiv shlom al rava. So he's invoking different sugyas here, different gemaras, and he's saying that it's not derech eretz to, so to speak, be direct about asking the Rebbe how he's doing. Lo yoy shlomo l'rova. I guess it's a chutzpah to say, Rebbe, how you doing? Oh, ki ola derech hamadregos, or maybe it means that you go milamata lamala, that you go up from the bottom level to the higher level. So first you ask about the Talmud, and then you ask about the Rebbe. Okay, fine. Then we get to Rabbi Yochanan here in the Medrash, who says, Chai b'chvodo shel av Yoser. Now let's take a look for a moment in the Eitz Yosef. And he writes, just one second, let's see, where is it? Should be here. Let's see, where is the Eitz Yosef? I'm having trouble finding it for a second. Hang in there. L'chein tola kavonis hazvachim bi'aviv ki yesh kan. He says here, this on the next page, if you have the Medrash Rabbah that I have, he says, Tola kavonis hazvachim bi'aviv ki yesh kan kvodo b'meshe hizkir ma'aloso. Okay, that doesn't say much, but certainly we have Rabbi Yochanan's language here, Chayv Odo V'Chvod Oviv Yosef M'Chvod Zkeno. Then it says, Reish Lakish Omar Al Bris Hashvatim Hikriv. What does this mean? Al Bris Hashvatim Hikriv. So the Eitz Yosef says, Hikriv Korban Todol Hashem Al Shenizkaim Lo Bris Hayud Bei Shvatim Hamechuvanim klape yudbeis amude olam v'yudbeis mazolos.
ולפיכך נאמר פופה יזבח זבוכים לאלוקי אביו יצחק לפי שזוכו לבריס השבותם על ידי ברכוסו של יצחק ביאמר ליעקב הקהל שקי יבורך אוסך ויפרך וירבך ואיסו לקהל עמים. So therefore Yitzchak is isolated because he was the one who gave and bestowed on his son Yaakov this particular bracha of the Yud Beis Shvatim. So that's why we single out Yitzchak. That's why Yaakov singled out Yitzchak. Then there's Rabbeinu Barachya Achrei Shahoya Baal Yisurim. And let's just take a look in the Imre Moshe and see if he adds anything here. The Imre Yosha, I'm sorry. And he says, what does he say over here? Maila Yisera Nodas Li Yitzchak Hayabal Yisurin. Special Maila of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a Bal Yisurim. Rabbanan Amri Roim. Afro shall Yitzchak yu tzavra gav mizvech kach hiskir shall Yitzchak es Yitzchak. And later on in the Medrash, which you'll see on the next page, he writes Bayomer Elokim li Yisrael b'maras halal v'yomar anochi akel beis kel v'anochi alcha gam alo oscha v'eskol atzadikim kayotzebach v'yosef yoshiv yodo Rav Chagai b'shem Rav Yitzchak omer almanas v'yosef yoshiv yodo alinecha v'yokom Yaakov v'yichu es mikneim bonov u'bnei bonov omer Rav Yehuda bar Iloi b'noz bonim arein kibonim b'nei bonos enom kibonim. So it seems like grandchildren, through the son at least, have the status of bonim. Now, as we said, Rashi refers to this statement of Rabbi Yochanan that although the kavod that a person has for his father is greater than the kavod for his zaken, for his grandfather, nevertheless, the implication is clear. There is a chiv kavod towards one's grandfather as well. The Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph says that a person, a grandfather, is chayev to teach Ben Beno Torah, his grandson Torah, and that's derived from a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Dalet. It says Vodatam Levanecha Ulivnei Vanecha. The Gemara even goes as far as to say that kol ha-melamed is ben beno tor ma'alov ha-kosv kilu limdo lo ulibno uliben beno at sof kol ha-doros. Tremendous maila of teaching a grandson Torah. And v'limadetem osam sanyim v'limadetem osam v'smeichem ein li'ela b'neichem b'nei b'neichem minayin tamalov ha-odat le'bonecho b'nei b'necho. And Hamalamid is Ben Beno Torah Ma'alov HaKosav Kilu Kibla Me'ar Sinai. Shenemar Vodatem Levanecho Levnei Vanecho V'samach Le Yom Asher Amadatem Levnei Hashem Elkeichem B'chorif. So this is the entire sugya here on the top of Daf Lamed Omer Aleph in Kiddushin. And the Gemara says Ad Heichon Chayev Odom Hamalamid is Ben Beno Rab Yehuda Mar Shmuel Kigon Zvulim Ben Don Shalimdo Avi Aviv Mikro, Mishnah, V'talmud, Halachas, V'agodos. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kizvulun ben don, Shalimdo avi aviv, Adheichan nami dekomar hachikomar, Adheichan odom chayev lami Torah b'dorosav, Omar Rab Yehuda, libno uleben bino. Rashi seems to shift the emphasis here, in this case of Zvulun ben don, to the number of generations that have to be taught. And it's b'no u'ben b'no. So we have this chiyuv of grandparents to teach grandsons Torah, ben b'no Torah. And the Torah Tmima in Chumash here in Parshas Vayigash, let's take a look at the Tor Tmima.
On this edition, the Tor Tmima is on page 451 of Sefer Bereishis, and he writes, Ben Habas bevadei poter mikvod avi imo. So we're only talking about Ben Haben. So a grandson, through his mother, would not be chayv in kovod to his maternal grandfather. And that he quotes in the name of the Gaon. Again, hopefully we'll see this a little bit later. However, he says that there may be a machlokas here between the Bavli and the Medrash. Animus Supak, he writes in the Gemara Soveres Bozeke HaMedrash. He says, Ki bekam makomos begemara matzinu mefurshagam b'nei bonos nikroim bonim. So he brings a sugya in Yevamos, a sugya in Kiddushin, that even Ben Habas is considered b'nei bonim areim kebonim. Okay, fine. We saw in the Medrash before, let's just review, on Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, b'nos bonim hareim kibonim, but b'nei bonos einim kibonim. And the Tor Tmima wants to suggest that perhaps the Bavli would reject the Medrash, and b'nei bonos would have the same status as b'nei bonim. So maternal grandparents would be the same as paternal grandparents. And he summarizes this by saying, Karov lomar da gemara cholekes bazeh im medrash rabu svili degam b'nei bonos harei hein kibonim. Which is not like the Gaon in Yoridea, who assumes that Ben Abbas is potu mikvod avi imo. And then he writes the following, ubechlal nira lomar al pi svara, dechayev adam bechvod avi aviv. And this would support the Gaon that we're talking about paternal grandchildren, paternal grandparents. Demircha zinon di alavi ha'av chala olav chovas of gamle b'nei bonim. So on the paternal side, a paternal grandfather is chayev to teach his son's son, his grandson's Torah. K'moshakosu b'kedusha daf lamed omen aleph ein li shechay b'limura ben ela oviv avi oviv minayin tamulomar v'odata l'banecha l'b'nei v'necha k'moshasvar note k'mosha al avi ha'ov not al chomer ha'ov l'inyin chinuch kach tzoch li'os muta al ben ha'ben chomer ha'ben li'av l'inyin kovid. So this is a position of the Tor Tmima that is concomitant. There are commensurate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv on the grandfather to teach his grandson Torah if it's the son of his son. So too, the grandson has to teach his father's father, has to give cover to his father's father. He writes, V'ein b'mitzius svara kazu davar chadash dematzinu domela mamish barif ubarash ubiyeser aposkim mashkos b'brochus daf nundalit omen alef gabi hoda chayev odom levarech ala nes shenasel okos v'aposkim anal v'delorak who be atzmo elafilu bino uben bino. So this obligation to make a bracha on a miracle that a person experienced applies even to his son and his son's son. V'tamadom mishum d'abrinu b'jishraba parshas v'yera ala posuk imtisko li ulinini ulinechdi. So this is what he finds in the Rif and the Rush in Masechta Brachos. And the poskim go as far as to say, Ad Kan, in other words, until Dar Shlishi, Rachmei Ha'av Al Haben. a grandfather has rachamim on his grandson. V'imkein gam lehepach kein, derachmi ben ben al avihem. Lefi zem ikemen shebim midos medaminon erche ben ha ben li erche avi ha av v'gam mechuyovim mechayvim osom bibrocha b'shem u'malchus and kemen kolshkein le'inyin kovet. So he says the following, that if, as far as bracha is concerned, to make a bracha b'shem u'malchus on a nes, and a ben aben is like the emotional connection between the grandfather and the grandson through his son, so too in the flip side, to obligate a grandson to make a bracha b'shem u'malchus, he says, kol shkein le'inyin kovid. How much more so would there be a chiyuv kovid? That's what it says in the Torah Tamim. There certainly would be a chiyuv kovid in the case of a ben aben vis-a-vis his paternal grandfather. So we see that there are nafkaminas here that go even beyond kovid. There's the Talmud Torah element and in the reverse the kovid, and then we have the chiyuv bracha and a nes. Now we found, and just to summarize very quickly, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, which established that there is a chiyuv period for review which can be fulfilled through grandchildren, b'nei bonim areim kibonim. So that if a person Nebuch lost his children, he could still have fulfilled the mitzvah period through his grandchildren. Again, we mentioned that there's a condition that the b'nei bonim, the next generation, the third generation, the grandchildren have to be a zocher and a keva that were born to a zocher nekeva, and this is codified by the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perek Tezvav. Noldulo, he had children, a male and a female. Umesu, they died. Vinichu banim, hareza mekayim, hareza kiyam mitzvahs. Period of a review. Bnei banim areim kibanim. Bamed varmurim bishahayu bnei banim abanim zocher unekeva. Vayu boim mi zocher unekeva. Afal Pisha Zohar, his grandson, is Ben Bito, is the son of his daughter. Vanakeva, his granddaughter, is Bas Beno, the daughter of his son. Hol Vehem Mishnei Bonov Ein Boim, Hare Kiyem Mitzvah Spiri Verivya. Avalim Hoyulo, Ben Ubasu Mesu Viniach Echad Mehem Zohar Nekeva, Dailo Kiyem HaMitzvah. So we've got to sort of plug in the third generation into the second generation. If in the third generation there's a ben and a bas coming through a ben and a bas, it doesn't matter which way, we can mismatch, that's okay. But if we end up with a ben and a bas in the third generation coming through either his ben or his bas, that's not enough to keep the mitzvah. Now, the breakthrough shita that we discussed at great length in the previous year was the Ma'arik, Rav Yosef Kolon. He was one of the Rishonim from Tsarfas, from France, and also from northern Italy. And by the way, if you're interested, he was born in 1420, died in 1480. And he writes that a ben eino chayev klal b'chvod avi aviv. There is no chiv kavacher lo matzina b'shum makom she'is chayev ela b'chvod ha'av. We also find additional auxiliary chiyuvei kivud in Eishes Ha'av, b'chai oviv, bal imo, b'chai imo, v'ochiv ha'godol, and mochiach lo mikroi, k'namina b'ksubis. The Ma'arik says that we see in ksubis that all these categories are derived from psukim. So it means that since there are limudim, the alfusus and psukim for all the various chiyuvim of Eishes Aviv and Bal Imo and Achiva Gadol, etc., all paskin and Shulchan Aruch Yeridayasim and Reish Mem. But as far as Kvod's Kano, as far as grandparents are concerned, we find no source whatsoever. And the language of the Ma'arik here, it's Shoresh Memdalid. He says that there's no chiyuv on grandchildren to recite Kaddish. Ben aben einu chayev b'chvod zkeino. Lo metzina b'shum makom she'is chayev el b'chvod ha'av v'ha'em, etc., etc. Ha'lo ben aben b'chvod ha'zokein lo metzina b'shum makom. Ein lomer yoser Kaddish me'odom acher. He admits that there is a minhag to recite Kaddish on grandparents, but it's just a minhag. He says, "Hodei amrita b'nei bodim areim kim bodim ainu dafka linyan piri v'rivya avalo linyan acher." V'teda the kenhu, sharei ben ha-ben kosher lahoyed l'zkeno. Wow. Here's another nafkamina. He says that a grandson qualifies as a valid witness on his own grandfather. Now, I'm not sure that we paskin like that, but that is the opinion of Mar Barav Ashi in the sugi itself. He doesn't tell you exactly what daf it's on. Just one second. Kidi Isa v'perkei shnoklin. Oh, here he writes it. Kuf chaf ches omer aleph. He says v'yafagav deles hilchus hakavasi. We don't paskin like Mar Barav Ashi. Mikom kom pshita shitzarchu liyashiv abraisa demaisi v'perkabal yivimto debnei bodim areim kibonim. Meaning, what would Mar Barav Ashi say about the principle in Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis and Beis of Bnei Bodim Arayim Kibbonim? How could he be kosher liedus if on his grandfather, if Bnei Bodim Arayim Kibbonim Vadi Linyan Piri Verivya Dafka Itmar? That's a separate halach of Bnei Bodim Arayim Kibbonim for Piri Verivya for propagating generations. El Vadai Linyan Piri Verivya Dafka Itmar. We komakom emesu shekain nagu. There is such a minhag she'afilu ish nachri she'eino karav klal omer kaddish v'shvil acher. So anyone can say kaddish on behalf of anybody else. Ish nachri, they're not related in any way. And he says, derech amina derech pshara she'omer al oviv yomer shtei pa'am v'omer al zkeino yomer pam achas. He tries to work it out that if you're reciting Kaddish for your grandfather, it's not the same as reciting Kaddish for your father. He says, "Ein zeh toli klal el barotzen akol shatfila shalahem hi." So it means that the tzibur has to decide who they're going to appoint and recognize the shliach tzibur. Mishiyirtza akol shiyomer atfila hu yizkeh bo. And if they want to give it to the grandson, that's fine. I'm looking for a moment here at the Kitzur Piskei HaShoresh on the bottom here of the Marik. He says, "Ein ala ben lomer kaddish biad zkeino o biad ziknoso zikenoso yosem yodam acher v'ein ben a ben chay b'chvod zkeino." That's how he summarizes the Marik. Then we saw that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei Reish Mem quotes this Rashi: "Yesh Omrim Di Ein Adam Chaya Bechvod Avi Aviv Ve'Enu Nirali El Dechay Bechvod Aviv Yoser Bechvod Avi Aviv." So, after quoting the Ma'arik, he disagrees with the Ma'arik, and he holds that although the main primary chiyuv kibud is vis-a-vis his father, but nevertheless he's also chayav in a secondary chiyuv kibud vis-a-vis his grandparents, and specifically he says Avi Aviv, and he wonders why the Marik has ignored the Medrash. Right, he writes the Raya mi Medrash Gabi Vayizbach Zvochim, and we also mentioned last time the Taz that he, what does the Taz mean when he says, again, explaining the Ramah against the Marik Venelam, mi menu pirish Rashi b'chumish? Seems that Rashi b'chumish was much more accepted and widespread, popular than the Medrash itself. So how could it be that the Ma'arik was unaware of Rashi on Chumash? In any event, the Mechaber, like the Rambam before him, completely omits the halach of Kvod Avi Aviv. And would that clearly indicate that that the Ma'arik is correct? There is no Chiv Kovod on Avi Aviv. Now, getting back to the Yoredeya Reishmem in the Gaon, in the Bir Agro, he quotes a proof for the Ma'arik that there is no Chiv Kvod Aviv for Gemara and Sota. But when you're careful about it, the Gemara in Sota is referring to Ben Bito. So it could be, as the Gaon points out, that there's a difference between Ben Beno and Ben Bito. Now, let's see if we can find, just one second, the Otzer Mefarshim here. In this particular edition of Yoredeya, quotes the Yad Avram. Let's just see. Just one second. And the Yad Avram accepts the Ma'arik, also seemingly based on this Gemara in Sota. And he proves that Ein Chiyuv Kvodz Keno, and that Bnei Bonim Arayim Kibonim is only as far as Piri of Arivi is concerned. On the words V'eino Nira Li, he writes, U'besefer Elia Zuta, Pasak the Ein Chayav B'Chvod Avi Aviv, the Raya Migmar Sota, Rav Achim says, fine. The Ein Raya Misham, the Ben Beno, Ein Chayav B'Chvod Avi Aviv. Dilma Dafka, Ben Abbas, Ein Chayav. That's the case of Rav Yaakov there in Sota. That's a Ben Abbas. We don't know anything about Ben Aben from there. Ach Yesh Lomar, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Oh, so the Yad Avram refers to a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger in the name of the Levi Yischein. The Dafka Liachar Misas Oviv Einu Chayev. Avol Bechaye Oviv Chayev. Came in the Oviv Gufe Chayev. Ah, so this is what the Yad Avram implies here, that based on the Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger, we'll get back to this in just a second. Let's just mention that the Gra, after he quotes the Gemara in Sota as a raya for the Ma'arik, he writes, V'nira li di'alavi imo potur. And that's called B'nei Bonos. And that's what we saw in the Yad Avram. So the Gaon Bekitzer really implies what we saw in the Yad Avram. Fine. So the difference between Ben Abbas and Ben Aben. The Gaon goes on, and you'll also see this in the Gilyon Marashot, to quote another source from Arik for the Gemara in Makkos. And here's what we get to Rabbi Kiveg. The Gemara Makkos assumes that a Ben Aben can become a Gol Adam to kill his grandfather who killed his father. And if you take a look carefully in Rashi there, in Masechta Makkos, on Daf, where is it here? One second. On Daf Yud Beis, Rashi says that Eino Muzar Al Kvodo, in the case of the grandson, he's not Chayiv in a Kovod. So here's where we have the major Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gemara in Kiddushin, and this you'll see on Daf Lamed Aleph, says Abba Omer Ashkeni Maim Ve'ino Omer Ashkeni Maim Ezem and Kod Omer Rabbi Lezer Eliezer Hanach Kvod Imcha Ve'asei Kvod Avicha Sha'ata Ve'imecha Chayom Ve'kvod Avicha. Now, since your mother is obligated and covered to your father, therefore, your father's covet comes first, and takes priority over the kavod to your mother. And Rabbi Kiviger in his Tshuvas wants to derive from this that the yesod of the chiyuv of kvod zkeno is bishum chiyuv kibur av. In other words, since the father is chayv in kvod of his father, which is your grandfather, therefore you for sure as a grandson are chayv in the kvod of your grandfather. But if that be the case, then the chiyuv kvod of your grandfather is only b'chayv shal aviv. And therefore in the case of Makis, where his father's died, he was the victim of this Ritzicha B'Shogeg, there's no Chiv Kibud vis-a-vis his grandfather. Now, if this be the case, then Rabbi Lev Balchover, that's the Baal Shut Shem Aryeh, who is the Rav in a city called Zaslav in Russia, not long ago, maybe 100 years ago, he comes to the conclusion, based on this Rabbi Kiviger, that if his father tells him to do something and his grandfather tells him not to do it, he has to listen to his grandfather, because his father is chayav to listen to his father, who's your grandfather. And we see this also in the famous Talmud Muvak of the Nodav Yehuda, that's the Tshuva Me'ava of Fleckless. He writes that divrei ha-medrash v'ramah d'chayev adam kvod aviv yoser mikvod zkeno nemru dafka shelo b'maimad shloshtam. So if the father is not around and he's not present, then his chiyuv klape the father is greater than the chiyuv klape the grandfather. But if the father and the grandfather are there together in the presence of the grandson, then he should give kavod to his grandfather, because of the svara that even his father is chayv in the kavod of his grandfather, meaning his father's father. Now, let's talk about avi imo, right? The maternal grandfather. If the chiyuv of a grandparent is because of the chiyuv of the parent, then maybe we can make a difference, a distinction here, the avi imo. Why? Because in the case of avi imo, she's really not, shall we use the term, mishubedis to her father, she's mishubedis to baila. Again, only in the case, in the situation in which her husband is alive and they're married, and therefore we can use this svara to patter up the maternal grandson from a chiv kovid vis-a-vis his maternal grandfather. However, the Ben Ish Chai assumes that there's no difference, and the grandson is chayev in kvod avi imo, his maternal grandfather, just as he's chayev in kvod avi aviv, his paternal grandfather. Now, the Minchas Elazar, that's the Munkacha, Reb Chaim Elazar Shapiro, the Munkacha, he has a discussion about a priority. How do you set up a priority between kvod zkeno and kvod chamiv, who comes first? And he says the following, that based on svar from the Gemara in Kiddushin, it would seem that since chiyuv kvod zkeno is da'oraisa, and we mentioned last time in the Shia that there are achronim who maintain that the chiyuv kvod zkeno is da'oraisa, and the Minchas Elazar assumes so based on the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Kiviger, that if you're chayev in the kavod to your father, and he in turn is chayev in the kavod to his father, then Kal v'chomer that you're chayev in the kavod to your grandfather. The Kal v'chomer is always doraisa, it generates a doraisa. He says, therefore, im ha'aba, let's call it Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Let's say Yitzchak is the father of Yaakov. He's chayev to be mechabed Avram, his father, who's the grandfather of Yaakov. Then Kal v'chomer, how much more so Yaakov is chayev in the mitzvah of, who's chayev in the mitzvah of kvod aviv of Yitzchak. Certainly he's chayev in the mitzvah of kvod sab, and the kvod of Avram Avinu, and that's all deoraisa. Now, based on this, Rabbi Kivega, we rejected the proof from Makkos to the Marik. That was the Yad Avram, because there in Makkos, the Neched becomes, the grandson becomes Gol Adam to his grandfather because of his father's death. And if his father's not alive, there's no Chiv covered to his grandfather. But getting back to the tshuva of the Minchas Elazar, he says that the Rambam is not a steerer to the Ramah. Ki gam k'shesova Rambam le'inyan kavod, sheyesh chiyuv l'chavid esgeno, hanilma b'kavachom b'chiyuv ha'av, ein ach le'inyan onesh, yadu ha'klal she'ein onesh min adin, l'chein ein adonech m'chiyuv al ha'kos u'klolos ha'sav, meaning that the Rambam is focused on chiyuvim and onshim. For example, in the case of Haka or Klola, so a son who never is guilty of this terrible Avera of Haka or Klola to his father gets punished. But in the case of a grandparent, there's no punishment in Haka and Klola because Ein Onshin Min Adin. If the Chiv covered to one's grandfather is derived from a Kal Vachomer, you have a principle of Ein Onshin Min Adin. Again, we're assuming now that the chiyuv kavod towards a grandparent is doraisa. Now, what about kvod zkeno versus kvod chamiv? So it's your grandfather and your father-in-law, your shver. And the Minchas Elazar comes to the conclusion that no doubt he has to give priority to his grandparent, which is doraisa, because kvod chamiv, which is derived by Chazal from a pasuk Avi Rara Gamra, that David HaMelech says about Shaul, his father-in-law, that's not even B'Direk Kabbalah, that's only a Sipur, Derech Sipur. You know, see, when David HaMelech is telling over the Maisa, the episode, he calls him Avi, he calls him like a father, but that's not a Tzivri. So therefore, that's not a Chiv Doraisa, that's at best it's not even Midirei Kabbalah, and certainly Kvod Zkeno would therefore trump Kvod Chamiv. Now, the proof from the Gemara and Rashi in Sota and in Makkos that there's no Chiv Kvod Zkeno, that you can reject, and this we saw in the Tshuvas here, also the Tshuva Me'ava, that on the contrary, Rashi and Sota seems to agree with the Ramah that a grandson is obligated in the Kvod Zkeno, because Rashi says, Bar Bratechano, V'yeno Lai L'chavdoch Kibben. Rashi adds this word Kibben. In other words, a grandson is not chayv in the same level vis-a-vis his grandparent that he is vis-a-vis his father as a ben, but there definitely is a chiyuv to be mechaber a grandparent. And from the fact that a neched becomes a gol adam against his grandfather, that's not a proof that there's no chiyuv whatsoever to be mechaber his grandfather. Even the Ramah agrees that the chiyuv to mechaber a grandfather is falls shy of the chiyuv to be mechaber the father. It's kvod ovim yosem mikvod zkeno. And therefore, he should become a gol adam for the covenant of his father. That being a gol adam is a covenant for the nirtzach. In this case, it's his own father. And since he has a greater chiyuv vis-a-vis his father of covenant than he does vis-a-vis his grandfather, therefore he becomes a gol adam to kill his grandfather for the covenant of his father. That's what you'll find here in the Tshuva Me'ava. Now, one can raise the following chakira. This is a classic yeshivish chakira. And I'm presenting this here in the Agudas Yisrael on Temple Gasa, and I want to give them the yashkar for allowing me to use the shul here. And it says over here the following, that the chakira is, how do you define and classify the chiv of kvod zkeno? Is it part of the chiv of kvod aviv, or it's an independent chiv? And if you take a look in the Yalkut Yosef, he says the Nafkemina will be, as far as the Chiyuv quotes Keno, after the passing of his father. If he's Chayiv directly to his grandfather, that Chiyuv Kibud would persist and continue to exist even after the passing of his father. Another Nafkemina would be, let's say his father is Mochel on the covet of his grandfather. Does the father have a right, is he a balabas, to be mochel on the covet of his father, meaning of the grandfather? Well, for example, what happens if the father commands him not to be mechabed his grandfather? If it comes through the father, then that would register, but if it's a direct relationship between the grandson and the grandfather, then the father is not a balabas. Or, for example, if you have both the chiyuv kavod of your father and the chiyuv kavod of your grandfather, who gets first priority, as we discussed earlier, then the chiyuv of a great-grandfather and the kavod of his great-grandfather, where would that fit in? Now, we mentioned in the previous shiur, Rav Soloveitchik, in a more hashkafic sense, and what I'd like to do in the short amount of time that we have left is to highlight some of the main points of this concept called generation awareness, which is a matbeah, you know, a phrase that was coined by Rav Soloveitchik when he describes the feeling of a grandfather at his grandson's bris. He calls it generation awareness. It's a very emotional state in which the grandfather gazes at his grandson and he experiences some sort of a generation awareness. And the Rav wants to create this concept called the Mesorah community. I mean, it's not the Rav's creation, but what I mean to say is the emphasis here on this fraternity, this community that spans generations. And it really preserves the whole integrity of the Mesorah community. And he begins his discussion by quoting a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. And there it says in Perkov Tes, V'lo itchem levadchem anochi, this parashat Nitzavim, anochi koreis es habris hazos es halazos, ki es asher yeshno po imanu omed ayom lufnei Hashem elkev es asher einenu po imanu ayom. And Rashi comments, af im doros hasidim lios, future generations. So we see here in the context of this bris, Anochi koreis habris hazos v'salah hazos, that it connects all generations together, the Jew of the past, the present, and the future. They're all united in one commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're talking about a community that connects Moshe Rabbeinu with Rabbi Akiva, with the Rambam, with the Gaon of Vilna, with the Baal Shem Tov, all joining hands together. We're talking about grandparents, ancestors, parents, children of all generations. And when we take the child into the Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, and he becomes, in a sense, absorbed in this community of the Mesorah, then we expect that this child will, Amir Hashem, study the same Torah that we study. He'll speak our language and he'll share with all our experiences as a community. He'll dream our dreams. He'll adopt all ideas. And this is what Rashi means, that this bris is im kol adoros hasidim lios. And this bris creates this Mesorah community, this fraternity that we spoke about, this generation awareness. There's no generation gap. Again, we mentioned last time that Amalek tried to create a wedge between one generation and the other in that chain and break the chain, one particular chain, and therefore that link. But rather, we believe in the Heshev Levavos Albonim. It's a continuous community of all generations with no gap. And it's a tremendous sharing of countless generations integrated into one. So this this little child that's entering into the Bris of Avraham Avinu becomes part of the Mesorah community, a relation between grandparents and grandchildren, the teachings of the Torah, of all the personalities of all generations are all integrated into one indivisible whole. And when we look at our Lahavdil Elf Avdol's, our secular society, and psychologically we expect that there would be anything but a psychological identification of any profound level between individuals who lived in different generations, who are separated by major waves of history. But that's not so in the Mesorah community. And keep in mind, Avraham Holiness Yitzchak, there's more than just a biological extension here. There is a spiritual continuity and a bond between different generations. And here Rav Soloveitchik quotes a Mishnah in the second parak of Edios, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, of Zochel ben Benoy, Bekoach, Beosha, Bechachma, Beshonim, Bemispar, Adoros, Shalafonov, Hu Akates, Shenema, Korei, Adoros, Mirosh. Rabbi Akiva, after going through the what we call the genetic code, in which a father endows his son with a certain appearance, with will, with strength, with wisdom, longevity, and so forth, a number of generations, and that is the secret of redemption. That is the, quoting a pasuk, Yishai Korei Adoros Mirosh. Now, the first part of Rabbi Akiva's statement is crystal clear to us. We understand that the genetic code of parents and children is something that's built in, it's etched in stone. But what's the mispar adoros? What is this transmission from one generation that's going to bring about the kates, the redemption? And the Rav tried to put this into a historical perspective, because Rabbi Akiva lived at the time of the Bar Kokhba rebellion, and he was trying to establish Jewish survival. What is the principle that underlies Jewish survival? And the answer is the ability of parents to transmit to children, to unite past generations with future generations, past generations dating back to antiquity. And this ability to pass on to the child a potential of associating with a vast, distant past, historical figures, intellectually and emotionally, this intergenerational dialogue is a result of the Mesorah community. That a grandfather can bridge the generation gap and transmit Torah to his grandson because they're considered as brothers, in a spiritual association, in this fraternity of generations that is the Mesorah community. And this is not just grandparents and grandchildren, it's great, 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 great grandparents, long deceased. And therefore, this mispar adoros, this identification with generations long bygone, that will bring about the achris hayomim, the redemption, and the fulfillment of all the promises of the Nevi'im. Now, who was the first grandfather? We have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. However, the name of Yaakov is also the name of Yisrael, which is the generic name for the entire nation of Israel. And you'll see this in Psukim. For example, Rashi on the Pasuk, in Bracious Memzaim, Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lamus, Kol Misha Nemrbo Krevel Lamus Lo Yigil Yimei Avosov. So on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu did not experience the same longevity as his father and grandfather, and yet he is called Yisrael. He's also called the Zaken, which you'll see in Rashi in Bracious Mem Gimel, Himtinu Lezakin Achetichla Pasmin Abayis. So we see that Yaakov Avinu plays a very, very unique role, despite the fact that Avram and Yitzchak lived longer than Yaakov Avinu, as Rashi points out. But nevertheless, in the parasha, in Brachos Mem Zayin, when Yaakov refuses to let Binyamin go down to Mitzrayim with his brothers, Yehuda declares, leave the old man alone until the house runs short of bread. What does he mean by the old man, the Zaken? Or for example, Yosef in Perek Mem Gimel says, Avichem HaZaken, is your old father, you know, B'Sholem, is he still alive? Hod Avir Chai. Let's try to understand this special status of Yaakov Avinu based on the Rambam. The Rambam, at the very beginning of Hilchus Kriyat Shema, says that when Yaakov Avinu gathered together his sons at his deathbed, Omer lehem, Bonai, Shema yesh bachem, Paslus. Misha eno omedi mi biyichud Hashem. Keinyan sha'omer le Moshe Rabbeinu, pen yesh bachem isha o isha, etc. Anu kulam v'yomu shma Yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad, klomar, shma mimenu Avinu Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Pasach HaZaken V'yomar, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Eolam, V'lefichach Nogu Kol Yisrael Lomar, Shevach Sheshibeach Bo Yisrael HaZaken Achar Pasuk Zeh. So we see again that the Rambam is using the word Zaken to describe Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is also described as Yisrael Saba, old Israel, so to speak. And you'll see this in Brachos Rabbah, Fayidar Yisrael, Yisrael Saba. So what makes Yisrael Saba? What makes Yaakov Avinu the Saba, the Zaken? And we use his name Yisrael as the generic name for the entire nation of Israel. And the answer is, because Yaakov Avinu, about which the Pasuk says in Brachos Memches, V'ata shnei banecha noladim lecha b'yeretz Mitzrayim ad boye lecha Mitzrayim olihem Ephraim Menashe Keruvim v'shimon Yili, says Rashi, b'cheshmin shar b'nayhem, litol chelek ba'aretz ish kenegdo. In other words, Ephraim Menashe are designated by Yaakov Avinu to receive portions in the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov declares, "Hamalach Agol Osim Korei Verches Hanorim V'Korei Behem Shmi V'Shmi Shmi V'Shem Avosai Avram Yitzchok V'Yidgul Arov Bekerev HaOretz." And the Gemara in Yevamos that we mentioned earlier, "Bnei Bonim Areim Kibonim." We never find that Avram spoke about Yaakov as his grandson. Yaakov never spoke about Reuven and Shimon as his grandchildren. Yitzchak, I'm sorry, never spoke about Reuven and Shimon as his grandchildren. Yaakov was the first to bestow a bracha on his grandchildren, Amalek HaGoel. In fact, his bracha predates the bracha to all the other Shvatim, to his children himself. Yaakov Avinu embraces Ephraim and Menashe between his knees, places his hands upon their heads, and this means symbolically a direct Mesorah from Yaakov to Ephraim Menashe to his grandchildren. There's no generation gap. B'nei Bonim Areim Kibonim. So Avram transmits his heritage to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yaakov, but not to the grandchildren. Only in the case of Yaakov Avinu do we find a direct transmission that leaps over any generation gap to Ephraim Menashe, the grandchildren. So despite the fact that Yaakov Avinu is so much older, he's the Zaken, vis-a-vis his grandchildren, Ephraim Menashe, nevertheless, he's able to have a direct communication with his grandchildren, a Mesoras, a transmission of the Torah to his grandchildren, that we don't find by any of the other Avos. And therefore it's appropriate that our people are called for the name of Yaakov, the name Yisrael. We are called the Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, because it was Yaakov Avinu who really forged, and he was the only one, the first one to do it, a Jewish community that will ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael. What we had before Yaakov Avinu were families. But with Yaakov Avinu, we have a new community called the Mesorah community. And the Medrash goes on to tell us that Yaakov Avinu, once he arrived in Mitzrayim, he teaches Ephraim and Asher. He takes them as his students. And this you'll see in Rashi, in Breishis Memches, at the very beginning, Rashi says, Ephraim o yeragil lifne Yaakov b'talmud. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it says, Vayechi, Vayomer mi ele, Vechi lo hayom akiron. The Tanchuma asked, did Yaakov not recognize them? Alo b'chol yom v'yom yoshvim v'oskim b'toro lefana. It's unbelievable that Ephraim and Asher on a daily basis were learning Torah from their grandfather Yaakov. He was the Zaken. And Rav Soloveitchik embellishes this in a very dramatic way. He says he listens to their problems. He works closely with them. He planned with them. He played with them. And he says that the most effective teacher is not someone who lectures to his students with detachment, but rather someone who befriends his students, his disciples. Together they become co-searchers, co-dreamers. They're pursuing truth together. Yaakov knew the secret of mispar hadoros, of uniting generations. And there are many noted scholars, he says, that are very intelligent and inspired leaders, but they cannot bridge the generation gap. But a parent or a grandparent, a teacher who sensitizes a child who can reach out to generations to come, that's the ultimate. That's really guaranteeing the survival of the Mesorah community. And he goes on to explain that what's unique about the Jew is that he lives in all time, whether it's past, present, or future. You know, the average person on the street has no consciousness of the past. He doesn't really relate to the past. You know, there's ancient history, a medieval history, then there's modern history. But for the Jew of the Mesorah, he has the capacity to live not only in the present, but also in the past and in the future. So the Gilui of Matan Torah, for example, and the Mesorahs of all generations, is not something distant. Time is irrelevant to the Jew. Thousands of years may have passed since the giving of the Torah, but nevertheless, the Jew is living in that moment of Matan Torah. So, for example, for a Jewish boy or a Jewish girl, Avram is not some sort of mythical figure of the past, but he's present. He inspires us. We can experience with Avram Avinu all his nisyonos, Eser nisyonos, his tribulations, his wanderings from Syria to Canaan. We can feel with Yitzchak what it means to be on the Akedah, that fear. We can live with Yosef in the prison. We can live with Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, or in the Midbar through the Masos. We can sing together with David HaMelech, and we can be exalted by all the Nevi'im. We can join together with the rebellion against Rome with Rabbi Akiva. We can mourn the tragedy with Rabbi Akiva of the 24,000 students that he lost. And it's unbelievable that we can identify with Rashi, with the Rambam. When we study Chumash with the Mefarshim, we begin to identify with figures from the ancient past. They're not dead, they're not historical, they're not has-beens, but they're dynamic living heroes, and we live with them. That's the continuum of the strength of the Mesorah community, that we can stream all these generations, past, present, and future. They all merge together into one entity. And that's why a Jew, even today, has a tremendous identification, no matter where he lives on the face of the earth. He might even live on Temple Gas in Vienna, but he identifies with the State of Israel, with the people of Israel, with Eretz Yisrael, because the events of almost 2,000 years are all condensed into one experience. We can communicate with the past. We can feel for the future. And here's where the Rav tells the story about his walking into the classroom and all the different greats of the past who walk in to listen, and the controversies and the live dynamic debates between the students, and that's what goes on. Yiratzon may be zocher, with Hashem to experience the Masorah community, and be as goel, the car of Mamash.